Mark McLean joins us by phone today. He's an English teacher in Southern Indiana who's put his former experience in the entertainment industry to good use in a debut novel that is titled The Impersonators. Mark, welcome to Local Exposure.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be with you today.
I'd like you to start off by introducing us to the main characters in The Impersonators, because there are several of them. So would you give us an introduction to each of them, please?
Surely. There are actually seven characters who all live together in an apartment complex in NoHo, which is North Hollywood, California. And they've all arrived America's heartland, and they're searching for something that they weren't able to find back home. And these seven characters, one of them is Heath Charles Harley is his name, and he is a young man who has just graduated from college with a degree in acting, and he's going to see what he can do about breaking into the industry. Beatrice, who is an English woman who has arrived in Los Angeles seeking refuge from an individual who has been tormenting her, if you will. We have a character whose name is Felix. And Felix is an individual who had been a high school English teacher back in the Midwest, and he worked as an actor and as a stand-up comic, and he goes out to Los Angeles hoping to break through into the entertainment industry. We have a character named Beth Ann, who is an older woman, about 53 years old, and she fled Ohio to work as an independent producer and then took a job as an executive secretary at a large entertainment company to pay the bills. We have an individual whose name is Champ, and he is from the New Orleans area, and he shows up with everything that he owns in a Piggly Wiggly bag, and he is a guitarist and a singer, and he's hoping to find some way into the field that he's interested in pursuing. Frankie is an individual from the southern hills of Indiana, and he was an improv actor, and what he's interested in doing is becoming an improv actor and a stand-up comedian. And he is a young man who is gay, and he has a roommate that he finds out a little bit later on is just quite homophobic. So there's really a lot of bantering and a lot of exchange that goes on between those two characters. So anyway, basically all these characters are in Los Angeles because they're either wanting to reinvent themselves, or they are running away from something at home, or they are hoping to live the kind of life in the full California sunshine that they can only live in the shadows back home. The character Felix is a stand-up comic, and he basically works also as an assistant or an associate in a talent agency. So he's learned really quite a bit about the entertainment industry. And the book itself is a real good insider's look at the entertainment industry, show business, if you will.
I believe that, at least in part, this is autobiographical. So tell us what you did in the entertainment world and how you survived while you were doing it.
It is somewhat autobiographical. In fact, all of the characters were based on people who actually lived at the Villa Verdugo, but it is a literary novel, so I took plenty of creative license.
I'm interested to know what you learned in this process. So you've been in the entertainment industry, you've taught, you now have written. How does writing compare to your other careers, and are there things you especially like about it or learned from it?
I have long been an English teacher, and if you noticed, I dedicated my book to my students because it is through my students basically that I learned about life. I learned how to become quite a bit more tolerant about, you know, my daily interactions with people. I would not be what I am today without the experience. I've been in the classroom just about all of my life, and I think that is the place where I belong. And, you know, I say English teacher, I think, dreams of writing a novel, and so I came up with it. I grew up in a home where my mother always had something going on. She wrote a couple of books. She would write all the family biographies, if you will. She would write travelogues and essays. She never really worked in trying to get them published. And I said, you know, Mom, why do you write all this all the time? And, you know, you never seek to find an audience. And she says, well, she just liked the process of writing. That was basically what it was all about. So I guess probably I have some sort of a genetic tendency to write. I've always liked comedy. I've always liked to make people laugh. I like to write. I like to be a tutorial, if you will. So basically writing the book was the culmination of a lot of different factors.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your book and your process with us today. And we certainly wish you success in this new venture in your life.
Well, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. The book is available at most mom-and-pop bookstores in Southeast Indiana, including the gift shop on Main Street in Brookville, and the Bookshelf in Batesville, and the Two Sisters bookstore in Richmond, and the Village Lights in Madison, and Books on High in Lawrenceburg. Plus, it's available on Amazon and Kindle for those who don't live in the area where they can find their own copy. Reviews have been excellent, and this has been a labor of love.
Wonderful. Congratulations on publishing. I've been talking with Mark McLean about his novel, The Impersonators. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For local exposure, I'm Barbara Gray.